As part of the Public Works, the Works Progress Administration, or WPA, was created. This was a massive effort to mobilize the unemployed and to create jobs that would, in essence, rebuild America and move it towards a brighter future. One branch of the WPA was the Federal Arts Project. Art is frequently the first commodity to feel the effects of budget tightening. And when people don't have money to eat, they don't have money for art. So in a brilliant effort to keep America's creative minds doing what they do best, artists, actors, and writers were employed by the Federal Arts Project. Artists were hired to create art for public spaces. This included mural projects as well as paintings to adorn post offices and courthouses. The sculptures at Hoover Dam were funded by the WPA Federal Arts Project. WPA patrons were even sent to Alaska to document the landscape as part of this project. Some of those paintings can be found in the Alaska section of the museum in Anchorage. Classically trained musicians were supported by the government in an effort to support symphony orchestras, and actors, directors, costume designers, and set designers were employed in a project which brought traveling theater troupes to areas of America that would not otherwise have access to live theater.